Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali. On this Memorial Day edition of our show, we wanted to share with you a conversation that we thought might offer some help as we all try to figure out how to make our way through this moment. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced all of us to find new tools to cope with this unprecedented crisis. Perhaps no group has been more affected than first responders working at hospitals throughout our state. Adam Vischer is a registered nurse at San Francisco General Hospital, but before this, he served in the U.S. Army during the invasion of Iraq in 2003. And he says he's using lessons from that more than ever right now.
The idea of trying to figure out what the playbook is or trying to figure out what your next move is, this felt very familiar, and really trying to recognize what is within your control and what isn't within your control, and trying to think small instead of thinking big. I can't necessarily control the big picture. I don't necessarily know what's going to happen next, but I do know that I can kind of prepare myself as much as possible, whether that's like mentally or physically or just my, you know, my job space, my local environment. You know, these days that applies to my personal life in the sense of like, is my apartment clean? Have I prepared my meals? You know, do I have enough kind of like food and litter for my cats, that kind of stuff. And then at work that can apply to, you know, have I made sure that all the PPE carts are stocked? Have I made sure that I have all the information on my patients that I need? Have I communicated with all my, you know, fellow coworkers and kind of done all of the things that are within my control that make me feel prepared to tackle the things that are not going to be within my control?
Do you spend a lot of time consciously thinking about your military service right now? I mean, we hear the term workers on the front lines a lot during this crisis. You know, that analogy is out there. How much time do you think you spend, you know, reflecting or drawing lessons from your time in the military?
I spend a huge amount of my time thinking about my experience in the military. It's just kind of ever present. And I would say that what changes is kind of how I view, there's this one way in which it's just kind of always in the back of my mind. And then there's another way in which it feels very present. And I really have to be careful about kind of checking in and understanding why it feels present at any given time and how I'm responding to it. And what I've found these days is that when I have that experience of it feeling very proximal, I have to say, okay, you know, what's going on? What's my mind or what's my body? What's my memory trying to tell me? Because it's saying, hey, I recognize something about this experience. You know, you're having this feeling now, you're feeling scared, you're feeling anxious, and somehow that's related to my military experience. So what's the lesson that my body's trying to tell me? It's saying, hey, you're having this feeling, you need to do something about it.
Is there something in particular about this experience right now, coming into contact, in very close contact with people who are sick, that is particularly triggering for you?
I know it sounds dramatic, but this feeling of like omnipresent danger that, you know, you now are dealing with people who, you know, who have an illness, who have a virus, and you need to do a very specific set of steps every day, every time, at every encounter to make sure that you're keeping yourself safe, that you're keeping them safe, that you're keeping your fellow healthcare workers safe is, you know, exactly the feeling of kind of pre-invasion, during invasion, post-invasion. Like it's that exact same feeling.
In your work, you've brought this up with your coworkers. Tell me about how you've tried to message to your colleagues some of the lessons that you've learned and how you think that they're valuable right now.
Well, I shared with my coworkers right at the beginning of all this, just as we started to get our first COVID positive patients, and I could tell that the stress level on the unit was extremely high. And I shared with my coworkers in a morning huddle that I was a veteran and that I'd been in Iraq for the invasion and for the first 11 months, which is something that I don't usually talk about and don't usually share. So none of them knew that, but I shared it because the feelings that I was having reminded me exactly of the feelings that I had prior to the invasion, during, after the invasion, the feelings of like of fear, anxiety, of this huge thing that we're just waiting for, this sense of imminent danger. And I wanted them to know, I wanted to say out loud that I felt scared and that I felt anxious as a way to kind of normalize that feeling. And I wanted to tell them that if they were feeling that way, that was completely okay. And I was happy to talk about it. I hoped that we could talk about it. And I thought it was really valuable to be able to talk about the fact that we might be scared, we might be anxious, we still have this job to do, and we can absolutely do it. But an important part of that is like acknowledging our own feelings and not pretending like we're not scared, not trying to shove those feelings down, but supporting each other.
Adam, thank you so much for taking some time with us and for your service then and now. It's great to have you on.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been great to talk to you.
Adam Vischer is a registered nurse at San Francisco General Hospital. And that's the California Report for this Memorial Day Monday, May 25th. I'm Lily Jamali. Thank you for listening.
Support for the California Report comes from Hint. Fruit-infused water in over 25 flavors. No sweeteners, no calories. In stores or delivered from drinkhint.com. Hint. Water with a touch of true fruit flavor. Water heaters only. Specializing in the repair and replacement of water heaters since 1968. Licensed and insured. Open 24 hours a day every day. Learn more at waterheatersonly.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.